Welcome to the Unique Mums Podcast. My name's Anna, and I'm a wife, mum, author, blogger, and Jesus follower, bringing you biblical truth, devotions, and encouragement so you can find joy, purpose, and hope as you navigate through motherhood, one cold cup of coffee at a time. You can find the episode show notes, free devotions, and a lot more information at uniquemums.co.uk. Hello, Mum. Welcome back to the Unique Mums Podcast. It's so good to be back. And at the moment, we're doing a series called Rule of Life. So this is a commitment to live in a certain way, to have certain disciplines and practices that help us to live from a place of surrender to God rather than just doing things on autopilot, which we can often do. And I'm speaking for myself here as well. So it's a practice. We need to practice these things of living in surrender to God and walking by the Spirit, making daily decisions where we're pursuing God and pursuing His kingdom instead of pursuing our own fleshly desires. And so today's episode is actually about work. And I think for a lot of us women, work is an interesting subject because I think all of us feel a desire for work, and that's a God-given desire, but often work can also be an area of temptation for us because sometimes we tie our work to our identity, so we feel more worthy or we feel better about ourselves if we work a certain way. And sometimes it's our pride as well. We want to be the ones to give the answers to certain problems, or we want to feel like we can do everything. And so, yeah, there's many facets to this. But today I want to talk about working in surrender to God. So working in a way that honors Him, it honors the way that we were created to be, which is to work to glorify God, not to glorify ourselves. And embracing our limits as well, because as you know, this podcast and my blog are called Unique Mums, and we're all unique, and we all have different gifts and different capacities, even different seasons in life, and we can't do everything because we're not God, and that's fine. And I think sometimes we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to do everything, to be everywhere, to be on top of everything. And one of the things that God has been teaching me in my own motherhood journey is that it's okay that I can't do everything all the time. And obviously there is a side to this that we have to be careful not to become complacent or passive. So we do need to be always examining ourselves and asking the Holy Spirit to direct us. But we shouldn't, I believe, feel a pressure to do everything, or feel like our identity is wrapped up in the things that we do, rather than what our identity really is, which is what Jesus has done for us. And so, yeah, I wanted to speak about working in surrender today, because this is a topic that's been on my heart. It's something I've been writing about as well in my book that I'm writing at the moment, which is called Garden of Beauty, that's the provisional title, but I think that's the title that will probably be the one that I choose, Garden of Beauty. And this topic of working in surrender is very interesting because it's very different to the way that the people around us, those who don't know Jesus, are going to work. So if we look around us, we'll see people working, their motivation for work will be money, or it will be career progression, achievement, success, or just as I was saying before, an identity thing. Sometimes it's things from childhood, like traumas or lies that they've believed that they're only fully accepted and fully loved if they work a certain way. And sometimes we can carry those things as well. And so we need to be asking God to help us in terms of those kind of things that might be in our background, and just help us to see beyond those things and see the truth of the gospel and how God wants us to work. And working in surrender, as I was saying earlier as well, is about a daily working out of what God wants for us, the kind of work He wants us to do. And yeah, so it's a daily working out, and it's also a proactive examination of our lives and the season we're in and the commitments that we have, that we've given our word about, that we've committed to do something. So we should always keep to our word, but also when God wants to move us out of a certain type of work, when it is the right time to stop or to let go or whatever, it's, so there is that side of things as well. And this is always going to be the Holy Spirit to direct us and to show us and to give us godly counsel through other Christians, through the church community. But I'm just going to give a few practical ideas to help us to work more in surrender to God's will. So the first idea is to examine your commitments. Now, this is more of a thing where we're going to go against this life that people usually have, which is autopilot and doing as much as possible. So we're going to resist that, and instead of that, it's about focusing on examining our lives, and we have to do this quite often actually, and actually realizing maybe the kind of things that are not going to be beneficial for our families or for ourselves or for our local church community if we commit to other things. And so this is something that's really important, I think, and it's just to stop ourselves from just doing more and more and more and then getting completely exhausted or not having time for our children or not having time for our husbands, and most importantly, not having time for God himself, not actually spending quality time with God. And so examining our commitments is really important. And yes, and also I believe even when we have ideas of things to do in the future, so maybe you're like me, you're a content creator, maybe you get all these different ideas, but even if you're not a content creator, let's say you work in ministry or you have some kind of creative project or whatever it is, maybe you have some ideas of things to do. And sometimes the ideas seem really good, they seem really beneficial, they can be things that are good in themselves, but maybe if we choose to pursue those, they're actually going to restrict us from doing the very thing that God is calling us to do in this season. And I actually want to give an example of this, because this very morning I had this idea based on some things I read yesterday about doing a kind of Advent devotional email series. I thought, oh, I could make this email series for my subscribers, like with different devotions for Advent, and I could do like one a day, but I could like do several all in one go and then just schedule them out so it's not too much like for me to do every single day. So I was having this idea and I prayed about it. And yeah, I just sensed God showing me that it wasn't going to be a very good thing for me to do in this season where I am now, because especially around Christmas time and now leading up to Christmas for my family, it ends up being quite a busy season because we have several birthdays, we have family coming over from different countries, and we have other things that we're going through at the moment as well, different life situations or so. Yeah, I just felt God showing me that it was okay to let go. It doesn't mean I'll never do that, but yeah, it was okay for me to say, no, I'm not going to do this now, and actually to think that there might be someone else out there who will do it, and that's fine. It doesn't have to be me. It can be someone else. There'll be someone who's really gifted who will do it, who'll do a nice devotional for Advent, and other mums and other Christian women can really enjoy that as well. The other thing I would add is that when we're having a time of examining our commitments and examining the ideas that we have for future commitments or things to do, is that we really ask God to fill us with his Spirit, and we also need to be constantly preaching the gospel to ourselves and making sure that any kind of commitment, any kind of activity doesn't come out of this place of people-pleasing or of us feeling insecure about ourselves. It really does need to be God-directed. So if God puts it on our hearts to go out and, for example, to make a meal, to give to a pregnant woman or to do an activity at school with the children or to be involved in this ministry or other, that's him, that's his direction. But when it's us making work for ourselves without really checking with the Lord if it's the right thing, then I think this is what we need to be careful about, that we're not just saying yes to things or doing things just because we want to please others or just because we want to please ourselves and our own ideas of our worth or whatever, but we're really just laying everything before God and just asking him to direct us. And then number two in this area of working and surrender to God's will is embracing small, faithful work. And I got this topic because we live in an age where everything is very visible, or it can be very visible. So we're on social media, we have all our devices, we have all our things. It's very easy for us to share, like, all the things that we're doing at home, for instance, or the things that we're doing with our children, the activities and all that. And it's not always necessarily wrong in itself, but God really does reward the work that we do in secret, where we're just focusing on serving him and our motivation is to glorify God. And this work in secret, no one may ever know about it. We might do something that we never publish on social media, we never tell our friends or family about, and that's fine because God sees what we do. And yeah, when we're doing small faithful work, when we're washing the dishes, when we're doing the laundry, when we're scrubbing the floor, it's okay. It's part of how God created us to work. It's part of our creation design. Our work doesn't always have to be glamorous. It doesn't have to be the kind of work that people are going to say, oh yeah, that's really good, that's really influential. No, I think God sees beyond all that. And he sees us working for him. He sees us even working for our families without even having a word of thanks sometimes. And he just sees that obedience and that desire to be faithful and to steward things well. And he rewards us for that. And we do have verses about this throughout the Bible. And also we have the life of Jesus himself. So before Jesus even went into ministry, we don't know much about what he did. We know he was possibly a carpenter, but it seems that Jesus didn't work in the limelight. He wasn't doing anything that was that visible. We know that because he is God, because he never sinned, he carried out his work faithfully and with excellence and in full obedience to God's will. And even when he was in ministry, it's the same thing. He always carried out all of his work to please God, to glorify God, in obedience to God. And yeah, in our Western culture, this ordinary and faithful work unto God is not only downplayed, but sometimes even looked down upon. It's really strange. Like, people think that any work that isn't visible, that isn't on social media, that isn't being applauded, is somehow bad or is somehow not good enough, or something like this. It's really hard to even understand the mindset behind it, but we really need to be careful with this, that, yeah, that we're, like Jesus, we're doing our work from a position of doing it for God and because of God. And it doesn't mean that it's always going to be in obscurity. There'll be times, and certainly as mums and wives, a lot of our work will be unseen by most people, and that's fine. And there might be times where our work does come out into the limelight and people see it and we share it, like I'm doing this podcast and people are listening, and that's fine as well. But I think it's always to do with our motivations as well, and are we willing to embrace the small and faithful work that no one sees and that no one appreciates, but we're doing it because we love God. And so that's the question we need to ask ourselves. Okay, and now in terms of the third thing I want to share about working in surrender, something that I've been thinking about is about working deeply and being really focused with our work and not being always multitasking. And I don't think multitasking is always wrong, and I think we all do it to some degree or other, like we're probably washing the dishes and listening to a podcast or a sermon, so it's not that multitasking is wrong, but there are times where I feel like what God would have us do is actually engage deeply into one particular thing without any kind of distractions. And I say this because it has to do with contentment. It has to do with focus. So when I'm writing a book, for instance, for me to get to a place of really working deeply and writing and thinking and processing and studying what the word says and listening to God, it takes a lot of concentration. It's not something that I can be doing a bit of that and then switching off and chatting to some people or on WhatsApp and then switching off from that and doing something else. No, I really need to be focused in order to hear from God and to do what He's called me to do and to write in a way that glorifies Him and that's not just kind of put together any old how, but it's really for Him and it's done well and it's done to serve others as well. And so the area of deep work, I think, is something that is getting lost a little bit in our culture of doing so many different things and of multitasking, and then with our devices and with our phones, it's really, really hard for most people to actually focus deeply on things. And I'm saying this because, as you may know, I'm also an English teacher and I talk to my students about this sometimes, and most people would say that they really find it hard to focus with their work because they're also doing life admin or they're sending messages or they're getting a bit distracted with social media or whatever it is. And this isn't to bring any judgment about that because we know that digital devices have been designed in a way to attract us, for us to use them, especially smartphones. They've been designed for us to be hooked to them almost, to be wanting to see the next thing and checking this and checking that. So there is all that. But yeah, I think we need to be careful that we don't just conform to this Western way of living where we're addicted to our phones or we're addicted to our devices and we're always half doing things and very superficially doing things. I think we really need to really ask the Lord to help us to focus and to help us in practical terms as well, like the times of day when we can do deep work and how we can do that. And there's a whole book about it. It's not a Christian book, but it's interesting that in this book, the author does talk about like how we work, like the times of day where we can do deeper work. And it's not going to be all the time. There is time for shallow work as well. But this idea of deep work, that all of us can do it, but we need to practice it. And I think this is true. We do need to practice it. We need the Holy Spirit to be helping us, to be directing us, to be showing us. We need to be asking Him and coming to Him with our weakness. And if we have problems with our devices, just to tell Him that, yes, I know I have a problem with this. Please help me, Lord. And just having this process and understanding that we don't need to live like the rest of the world and be constantly distracted, that we can work deeply. And as I said before, all of this is not just so that we can like have a really nice project or so that we can work really well. No, it's the focus should always be to glorify God with our work and to serve and love other people. So, yeah. So just asking the Lord to help us in this area of deep work and really focusing. And obviously if we have kids at home, maybe that's something that we can't control. There will be times maybe where they'll interrupt us or we won't be able to work as deeply, and that's fine. So we're not talking about that. We're talking more about distractions when it comes to devices, emails, messages, phone calls, and that kind of thing. And so, yeah, this is what I wanted to talk about in terms of working in surrender to God. So giving Him our work, working to glorify Him, working in the things that He wants for us and not creating work for ourselves. And yeah, this is what I wanted to talk about today. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I'm really excited to tell you that actually next week I'm going to be doing an interview with a friend of mine called Jen Kasuda, and we're going to be exploring this topic of working in surrender a little bit more. So it's going to be a good conversation. So I hope you listen in. Don't forget, episodes are released every Sunday, and this will go on until the beginning of December, this series of Rule of Life. And then after that, there'll be a Christmas break. So I hope you listen in for next episode and you have a great week.